Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I just did something so many people do. Anna Kendrick, the actress, is on television right now. She's on the Today Show promoting her latest project.
She's my favorite Borden Bella.
That's a fact. I love Pitch Perfect. Love Pitch Perfect. I couldn't think of the name of that movie the other day. My daughter was doing her Mount Rushmore of movies.
Oh, okay.
And she put four up there, and I said, you're leaving one out. And she said, what? I was like, the singing movie. She's like, what singing movie? I said, you know, the college, the choir. I can't think of that. She's like, Pitch Perfect. And she loves Pitch Perfect.
So that got elevated up?
Yeah. So
she had to make room for that one.
Didn't knock one off. And by the way, I'm continuing with my Mount Rushmore of horror movie kills. I continue to go through these in my head of actual murders from horror movies.
I love it.
I do too.
No, the fact that you're not getting them out of your head.
Oh.
Just keeping them in.
Yep. Right here.
Yeah. That's the best.
Kevin Bacon, Friday the 13th, part one. Let's think about it. Under the bed, knife through throat.
Was it arrow?
Arrow through throat. And
pool of blood.
Great blood splatter on that one.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people argue that the movie I just watched, Freddy versus Jason, one of the best kills with the bed in the beginning.
Remember it.
The bed folds up on the guy.
Yep. Uh-huh. Good kill. Real good kill. I could do my Mount Rushmore of Jason kills, honestly. Don't make me do it. I could go through it.
I'll take seven off. Go ahead. seven minutes. Yeah, I got stuff I can do if you want to do it.
Final chapter, banana.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, I'm not going to get into that.
This smells like an edible podcast.
It's possible. I have a friend. We're both ranking our Mount Rushmore of movie kills here. Chris Dim's favorite, Barton Bella, is on television.
The delightful Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. And I was saying she was great in a George Clooney movie called Up in the Air. You loved it.
She's fantastic in that.
But then I said something that I often say. I said, you know, I hear in real life she's a handful.
Then who have you heard that from?
Exactly, Biggie. Exactly.
I can't place it. I've heard she's a handful. Yeah, that she's not the greatest to work with or be around. Who knows?
Is this something that you glean from your People magazine that your wife reads and may have left on a coffee table?
I can't remember where I heard that. You know, I heard the same about Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and I heard that from George Goober Lindsay. He told me that personally.
Now, when did they cross paths?
They haven't. I crossed paths with George Goober Lindsay at a barbecue event. I was at a barbecue festival.
Top four saddest events.
Mount Rushmore.
In radio. Well, MILF contest is number one.
Well, if you're doing the Mount Rushmore.
Of awful events we've done, participated events. In.
Yes. I was granted backstage access at the barbecue event with George Goober Lindsay of mm-hmm. the Andy Griffith Show. And we were having a chop with Extra Slaw, both of us, and Hush Puppies. Just the two of us.
Waiting for his time to go out there and shine?
Yep.
Turn it on?
Waiting for his time to turn it on. And
what does he do to the crowd?
He did a lot of, it was like old school stand-up comedy. It was a stand-up show for about 45 minutes.
And then does he take pictures and autographs?
Yes. Now, we've lost him. He's passed. This was 20 years ago, at least. But George Goober Lindsay, I was talking about what shows do you like today. He's like, Seinfeld. I love, you know, I think that was like, he equates the old Griffith Show and Seinfeld and Cheers as like the best shows. And so we got to talking about Seinfeld. He said, I'll tell you what, I hear that... Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a handful.
So your source
is George
Goober. On what you've just said.
Yes.
Is George Goober Lindsay.
Who has not met with or worked with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but he heard she's a handful. And so I continue to perpetuate that rumor. And I heard the same about Anna Kendrick, but I can't remember my source. I don't know who said that.
Just so you know this about yourself, it's always women, too, that are handfuls. When you hear these rumors, it's always a woman. You're like, yeah, she's a handful. Says who? I don't know.
Wow. Biggie just cracked open a whole new little nut there.
Yeah.
You never say it about.
Have I not said it
about? Yeah, you never say like, oh, I
like
hear
Matthew
George,
Perry.
Yeah, Matthew Must have been Perry's a handful.
Oh, you know Matthew Perry was a handful. Okay, you're right. Fair enough. I'll take that criticism.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my wife said.
Yeah, they say about Courtney Cox.
She's a handful. You know what my wife said about Matthew Perry? And he. With the drug use, I'm sure he was a handful.
It couldn't have been easy for him. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, agreed.
It had to be hard for everybody on the set.
He put in his book he tried desperately to cover up the fact that he was using drugs and alcohol, but they all knew. They could smell the alcohol on him, and they all knew, and they were all worried about him. And in fact, at one point, they came to him with almost an intervention, and he's like, I didn't know you guys knew. And they always did. The other thing about him was, even without the drugs and alcohol, he had to, and he admits this freely, get the laugh. If he didn't get the laugh, he would do something to interject himself into it to get the laugh. Like, not on camera, but off. You know, he always made himself the center of attention, which made him
even if someone else was supposed to get the laugh in a scene?
Correct. No, not in a scene, but here's an example. There's a scene where Joey, what's the actor's name? Matthew LeBlanc, had to come running into the coffee house, and he fell. And it got huge laughs.
Unscripted?
Unscripted. Didn't mean to, you know. And they had to take it again. They cut, you know. And he fell. So everybody laughed at him, and he made some jokes to the audience, and he was getting tons of laughs. Now, Matthew Perry's not in the scene, okay?
Not even in the scene.
Not in the scene. It's Matt LeBlanc and Phoebe, Lisa Kudrow. And so he's supposed to come in and tell her some news, and he falls. So he gets a ton of laughs, and he makes jokes about himself to the audience, and they're dying laughing. And all the crew, you see it. All the crew's laughing and everything. So he comes in a second time. They reshoot the scene. He fell again, or he missed his mark, and he's at the wrong place by accident. And he makes more jokes about himself and more fun about himself. And Matthew Perry talks about this in his book. So he sees LeBlanc getting laugh after laugh on this. So the third time they shoot the scene, Matthew Perry comes in and, like, tackles him. And he said the reason he did that was because he could not sit by and let Matt LeBlanc get 5 minutes of laughs unintentionally without Matthew Perry trying to steal some of the spotlight. And he's like, this is a huge flaw for myself. That was him just saying, this is my flaw. Mm-hmm. I can't let other people shine and not come in there and take some.
Because if they're shining, I'm not.
I'm not. Exactly.
Who do I know like that?
Oh, my God.
I can't.
It does sound familiar, Biggie.
It feels vaguely familiar.
I can't place it.
Example. We used to do a segment on here called Meet and Greet. Every day we'd say, who's your favorite on this show? Biggie, runaway winner. Chris Dem, second place. I ended the segment.
You don't hear it anymore.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. We're not doing the segment anymore. That's it. It's over. In fact, Biggie said, this is a runaway hit. I said, I'm killing it.
Nope.
Not comfortable with it. Not comfortable with it anymore. I said, I think it's run its course. Biggie says, it seems to be building in crescendo. I said, get rid of it. I want it gone. Rusty noticed, our fact checker. He's like, what happened to meet and greet? I said, don't ask.
Instantly. Back off.
I said,
instantly, yeah, Rusty.
Instantly, Rusty noticed. What happened to meet and greet? I said, Biggie killed it. Biggie messed it up. Can't do it anymore. Biggie messed it up. Sorry. Blame Biggie if you want to.